Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you for another live edition of the Video Game Review, everyone. I am Rick Tittle, your humble host, as always, coming to you, well, usually downtown San Francisco at the studios. That's where Scott is, at Sports Byline USA. I'm over here on the Oakland side at his house. That's right, a cardboard box under the bar tracks. What do you got? We're here to talk video games with you, whichever network you're listening on. This is the 1 hour all week that we get to do this. And I'm a gamer like you. I don't have anybody in my back pocket. I don't design them. I don't create them. I just play what I think is fun. And that is the one criterion that I use to judge a game. Is it fun? I know that seems kind of simple sometimes, but that's really all it is. We can be impressed with hype, and that's all it is hype. And then sometimes that hype comes through. Sometimes it's underhyped, overhyped. But we'll find out together. There's a toll-free line. We'll discuss it. And I'd love to have you be a part of the show. 1-800-878-PLAY. See, play. That's 7529. That wasn't serendipity. We planned it that way. 1-800-878-7529. And we'll talk about, well, this is opening week, folks. This is the PS5 and the Xbox Series X and Series S coming out this week. And it's exciting. What can I say? We'll talk about that, obviously, because this has been almost 8 long years before we've had another huge next-gen tete-a-tete like this. Also, big shout-out to our troops listening around the world on The Voice, on American Forces Radio Network, 175 countries, ships at sea, wherever you are in the military, I'm on your side. Stay safe, come home soon, we're proud of you. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, all apropos applications for receiving the show. We stream through sportsbyline.com. You go there, click listen live, and emails, ask for cheat codes, and win the game. I'll give away at 40 after. Those go to rick@sportsbyline.com. We're also on sbnationlive.com, as we're on that fine network as well. And also on SiriusXM 211 in progress, Dan Patrick channel. Great to be back on Sirius once again on that fine channel. So everybody's fine. You fine, girl. So I'll give a game away at 40. Also, I'll let you know what's new this week, the new releases, and coming up after this break, we're going to have an interview with one of the founders of EA Sports. It's in the game, Michael Brook. He is standing by. So it is the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. I'll take a quick break. Come on back. Let's get this started.
Javier's auto body is colliding with a shortage of licensed techs.
That 2017 is waiting on a clear coat. That 09 needs its left rear sanded, pounded, and painted. And the guy over there is waiting on an estimate.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get 3 things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Michael Brook, the co-founder of EA Sports. It's in the game. And Michael, welcome to the show. First of all, what was the catchphrase that got rejected when you narrowed it down to "it's in the game"? What were the other possibilities there?
Oh, you know, we started out as EA Sports Network, and ESPN kind of complained about that, so we had to shorten it to EA Sports. I think we pretty quickly narrowed down to if it's in the game, it's in the game, because our games were able to capture sports more realistically than previous games at that time.
Well, and that's the thing, too, as you got started. I mean, now they're so slick. If you look at Madden or the NHL or any of the games you guys put out, they're so slick, it sometimes feels like you're watching it on TV. But on those early days, 16 bits on the Genesis, and getting Ron Barr to be your guy, what was it like in those early days? Did you have any idea you guys would become so iconic?
Well, you always hope that as a designer. No, I don't think that we ever thought that the game would have versions 30 years later, or even more surprisingly that people would still be focusing on an early game like NHL 94. I guess ironically, the part that was most realistic about those games probably was the sound. If you were just hearing the game, you might think that people are watching a real hockey game or football game, and I think that captured a lot of people's imagination.
And I know that you are responsible for negotiating a lot of those EA licensing agreements with MLB, NFL, NHL, the Players Association, and all that. And I can only imagine these guys sitting in some Manhattan high rise with 20 lawyers just staring daggers at you. I don't know. What was that like?
It was very challenging to negotiate the licensing deals, mostly because most of the leagues and players associations haven't really done video game deals before. They've done things like card deals and merchandise. And so the fact that you had a playable game where people could say fight, that the players were represented in a game form, and you could take control of the players and do things with the players that, you know, they may not do. So I think that made it challenging to convince these guys, hey, this is something different. We kind of need a different kind of a royalty structure. We need a different approval process. I think they got on board quickly when they started getting the royalty checks. But prior to that, it was challenging. And we started out a game like John Madden Football, did not have an NFL license, did not have the Players Association license, and yet we were able to have a really successful game by using team names, city names and team colors and player numbers. So, you know, we kind of pushed the leagues into licensing us.
You know, of course, Madden now is it's a cultural icon. It's a phenomenon. People will line up the night before these video game stores open. Billions and billions of dollars in total sales since, I guess it was 1988. But I've heard different versions about how you got John Madden to put his name on it, and if he was first choice, or did he know what he was putting his name on? How did that come together that you got Coach to be on the box?
Yeah, Trip Hawkins, who founded EA and had a vision of creating a football game, and he always wanted a coach to kind of represent the game and use the playbook and help out on creating the game, and he ended up with John Madden. I don't think it was necessarily his first choice, but he ended up with Madden. This was the mid '80s for a computer football game. Ultimately, that was challenging because of the computer wasn't technically capable of handling an 11-on-11 football game. And finally, when video games came along, we were creating an arcade football game. So John Madden was originally not part of the arcade game that we were creating from scratch. We added him on late, actually as a way to not have to write off the unaccrued royalties from the computer game. So once we added him on, and then the game did really well, the first John Madden football game, it was on from there, and it became John Madden Football, and we locked that in. And then as the game got more realistic, that proved to be just, having his name on the game just added so much realism to it.
And I think now it's hilarious how we've taken another step, and that is with the player ratings that come out when the game comes out, and then the response. And we see this with soccer players with FIFA as well. It's like, you know, speed, this, hands, this, you know, and they're like, oh, this rating is way too low for me. And people, they literally get bent out of shape now, because it's that important to them, because the entire generation of NFL players at their age, they've had Madden in their life their entire lives now.
Yeah, it's ironic. The first the video game I was referring to, the Sega Genesis game, that originally did not have John Madden, actually was built around fake teams. And I was providing the ratings for the different players in the game, and we wanted some variation where, you know, one team might have a running quarterback, another might have a good passing quarterback, and as an aid for me to keep track of who was supposed to do, you know, have different attributes like running or passing, we put in real players. It was based on real players. So, you know, Joe Montana might be a great passer. Randall Cunningham might be great at running. And once we put that in for testing purposes and we started playing with it, with the eight teams that we had originally planned in the first video game, people just loved it, and everybody wanted their own team in there. We somehow managed to fit 16 teams in, so it's kind of ironic that the very first Madden didn't even have all the NFL teams represented. And then, you know, John Madden comes up to me and he says, you know, in the locker room, players are like asking me, why am I rated this? Why am I not better than this guy? And I started to get calls as an EA producer asking, why was I rated like this? And yeah, it was just really interesting to find out that even though we're just using player numbers, that the players themselves cared so much as to how they were rated in the game. And I guess that really brought it home for me that this matters. Maybe I should get a professional in to do the ratings. But you know, we didn't really go that route for the first 2 years. But it is crazy. I agree.
All right, we've been speaking with Michael Brook, EA Sports co-founder. Always great talking to you, Michael. We really appreciate it. And let's catch up and talk video games again down the road soon.
Great. Thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with Crop Top himself, Chop Top, I should say, from Texas Chainsaw 2, Bill Moseley. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt, so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the Tax Lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to be giving away, I should say, a brand new game. As I always do at 40 after the hour, and also let you know what's new this week. And as I said, this is opening week, and we haven't had anything like this since 2013. And yes, we have had a Nintendo Switch, which is awesome. And a Switch Lite, and we've had some digital versions of games, but we have not had an entirely new generation console, or as we like to say, next gen. The next generation, all the hype that went into it. Now, a lot of people who think I have the Kinect, I wish I did. I've never been able to I have to get in line with everybody else. I don't get any special treatment. You're like, I didn't think you did. Well, you were right if you thought that. But the pre-orders on those PS5s and the Xbox Series X went quickly. And I want to get a PS5. But the GameStops in person, because everything online, whether you're going to do Best Buy or Walmart or Target or Amazon, that was gone like that. Once again, like that. Is that a sound effect? No, it's me snapping in front of my Astro 20 gaming set that I'm wearing here in my house. So the only way for me to get my hands on one in that first pre-order was to get my butt down to a GameStop. And the first time, they're like, it was open at 9, and at 9:15 they were gone. And that's because a guy told me that each GameStop only got 15 PS5s. And it makes sense if you think about how many GameStops there are and how big those boxes are. I mean, 15 is a lot, but it's really not a lot when you look at demand at all. And so then I got an email, oh my gosh, come down Friday at noon, and there's going to be 15 more. And I'm on the air doing sports talk here on Sports Byline and American Forces and whoever else you want to get us, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, all that stuff, blah, 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 CRN. But my show's 9 to noon Pacific, which meant I would have had to have left probably for the last 2 hours of my show. And I had a lot of guests book, and I didn't think it was responsible. I got down there 15 minutes to the GameStop in Richmond, California, 15 minutes after my show. And the line had 20 people. It was not moving. So I did the math. They get 15 more, and there's 20 people in line. Yeah, I'm going to miss out. But hopefully I get it eventually. Now, here's the thing. Sony has a guy named Sid Schumann who wrote a blog post, because we're going to be getting the Xbox Series X on Tuesday, and we're going to be getting, or I should say on the 10th, and on the 12th, we're going to get the PS5. And by the way, if you're listening in the UK, you're going to get the PS5 on the 19th. You got to wait a week. Why? Because you're dirty foreigners. No, I don't know. It's just the way it is. America gets to go first. But anyway, Sid Schumann said, quote, "Please don't plan on camping out or lining up at your local retailer on launch day in hopes of finding a PS5 console for purchase. Be safe, stay home, and place your order online." Now, the does not affect the people, as I said, who have already got their orders in. But here's the thing. You tell me where I can put a pre-order in online, because there's no waiting list. It just says sold out, more to come. And you tell me. And the thing is, by the time the word gets out, they're gone. And that's the way it usually is. But there was a UK, United Kingdom, let's just say England. In England, there was a store that put up a sign that said, last chance to come in and order a PS4. And they got reprimanded for that because there was a stampede. And during these COVID times, that is bad. And there was no way for them to come in and get a pre-order on those. So as I said, these all pre-orders happened in September, and that was it. And Sid concludes, let's be honest, PS5 pre-orders could have been a lot smoother. We truly apologize for that. Over the next few days, we will release more PS5 consoles for pre-order. Retailers will share more details, and more PS5s will be available throughout the end of the year. That's good news. Now, I am on a mailing list for GameStop. As I said, they tell me, hey, get your behind down here because we got some. But this is a fight, and you think about all the great rivals in sports, and you can pick your comparison. This is the fight of two of the giants. And a lot of people think PS5 is going to win this fight because PS4 won the last fight. They sold over 100 million, did Sony. And the research has shown, like with me, that if you're going to buy a PS5, it's probably because you had a PS4 and vice versa, and also alike with the Xbox. You're going to stay in the Xbox family. So with that in mind, they figure that is how it's going to go again. And that is for me. And what's funny is that I was an Xbox 360 guy, even though I had the PS2 as well. But I thought to myself, maybe I'll get the next Xbox. But what happened was, that's when XBLA cost money and the PlayStation Network was free. So when I got my PS3, I was playing all those online games for free, and people who were playing Xbox games were paying like $50 a year or whatever it was. And that's why when the PS4 came out in 2013, they said, oh yeah, the PlayStation Network is no longer free. And I said, what the what? They go, yeah. I remember the day I bought it. Bought it, got a game, then got a year subscription. You know, it's just cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. You know, there's $550, whatever it was. But the guy said, you're going to need this. And it was that long, thin camera. He goes, you're going to need this. Go, what's it for? He goes, right now it's for exercise games. I go, yeah, I don't need that. That was one call. And look, if I really did need it, like signing up online, I would have gotten it. But I thought, listen, I'm going to run outside. I'm going to go play a hoop or tennis, whatever it is, softball, soccer. I'm not going to do a workout in front of my TV. Bless the people that do. But that's not for me. And I was right. How many games do you own where you use that bar? Probably not a lot. But this pandemic is fueling the supply and the demand. And the demand is bigger than the supply. And that's why a lot of experts, as much as that email from Sid Schumann makes us feel like there's more on the way, the experts say there's going to be vast shortages of this game. And Ampere, which is a firm, here's a quote from, and this is from England, of course it is when I see the guy's name, Piers Harding Rolls. Piers Harding-Rolls, hyphen. Demand will outstrip supply, so there's going to be some people who won't get a hold of the console when they want to. But when was it not? I've told stories about trying to get a PS2, which were nearly impossible. I actually had a friend who was able to buy two and sold me one at sticker price, which was nice. The Wii, I showed up at an old Game Crazy before that place shut down in old California, and the guy told me, if this guy doesn't show up by the time I close, you can have it. And then the PS4, it's like three guys didn't come down to get theirs. And if they're not here by 9, I'm putting them on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. I got down to that GameStop the next day at 8:30 in the morning. I figured 90 minutes was enough, and there were two people in front of me. I got the last PS4. It's not easy. And that's why I think it is, too, for Christmas, you know, especially rich moms and dads, whatever. Mommy, daddy, I want a PS5. I'm like, sure, no problem. They go, where the hell is this thing? Then people get them on eBay, and they're like, I'll give you, you know, $2,000. And then people start, like the people who hoarded hand sanitizer and toilet paper in March, those vultures, they're selling a 4-pack of toilet paper for $25. Yeah. I mean, we'll see a little bit of that, but the good news is for me and probably for you, you've got some cool consoles or a cool console or a PC already. You're just going to have to be patient. And remember, at launch, there are only a handful of games. Some of the games are like, I need to have Demon's Souls. I need to have it now. I need to have Cold War. I need to have it now. Whatever it is. I need to have Spider-Man. Whatever it is, to me, it's nothing where I can't breathe. You know, it's like I can't live. My heart's going to stop. I'm going to jump off a bridge unless I get... No, just be patient, and they're going to come to you, okay? And play those cool games you have right now. I'm trying to take a more mature approach. I'm trying anyway. All right, take a quick break. When we come back, I'll give a game away. I'll tell you what's new, some more news, and your calls if you want to get in. 1-800-878-PLAY. This is the Video Game Review, and I'm Rick Tittle.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402.
That's 877-360-0402.
The Video Game Review.
Alright, ladies and germs, Domino and Heron, Madame and Monsieur, welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, nice to have you with us. It is 40 after the hour, and that's when I give away a brand new game. The way you win it is by answering a very simple question to the email address rick@sportsbyline.com. That is the home network here in DeBay. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com, second correct answer to this question. The game I'm giving away is Far Cry 5. What would be a good name for a sequel? It's an open-ended question. If you say FIFA 2020, that would be a bad name for a sequel. I will say this, the game before it was Far Cry 4. So let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. This is, of course, from Ubisoft Montreal, and it's on the Xbox One, PC, PlayStation 4, and Stadia. I have it here, the PS4. The summary. In Far Cry 5, players take on the role of the new junior deputy who becomes embroiled in an attempted takeover of America by the Project at Eden's Gate, a doomsday cult. How about that? And by the way, if you are getting one of the new systems this week, it's either a win-win for you politically, like if the guy you voted for president won, you get that, and you get a new console. So this is a great week. But it's also, if the guy you voted for lost, this is a great way to forget that because video games are way more important than who's president, right? All right, at least I think so. Anyway, hopefully it'll help you. By the way, Far Cry 5 rated M for mature, blood and gore, intense violence, sexual themes, strong language, use of drugs and alcohol. Wow. You know, this is just a reminder to people out here, especially boneheaded politicians who point to America's ills by saying, it's them damn video games. They're the ones that are poisoning our children. These video games are for adults. That's what M means. That's why it says 17 plus. You have to know between fantasy and reality, wrong and right. Otherwise, you watch little kids watch movies or TV shows that are rated M. I'm not here to judge your parenting skills, but I would say that's very poor parenting if you let a kindergartner play Far Cry 5. That's not what it's for. It's for adults. By the way, all these little warnings, I'm fine with them except for one. When it comes to TV and movies, now they'll warn you if someone's going to use cigarettes. Like, oh no. Someone might light up a cigarette. I can't let you watch this, Billy. Why not? Somebody had a cigarette. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. This email here is from Chrissy. And she says, Rick, when it comes down to it, aren't these two systems the same? Which one would you get? Well, thanks, Chrissy, by the way. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. I'm trying to get my grubby mitts on a PS5 at some point. There's pros and cons. Obviously, these both go up to 8K. They both go to 120 frames per second, which is going to be, I don't know if you have to be, what kind of eyesight you need for that, but you know, 30 frames is beautiful. That's like motion picture quality. 60 frames is amazing, and they're going to double that. Now, the storage or the hard drive is bigger, the solid state drive, as they like to say. It's bigger on the Xbox Series X. It's a terabyte. Storage on the PS5 is 825 gigs. The core unit is a little bit faster. The CPU, 0.3 gigahertz. They're both AMD Zen 2s. The GPU is about 1.7 teraflops more on the Xbox Series X, and the RAM is the same, 16 gigabytes, GDDR6. But these are the type of things where it's sort of like when the Xbox 360 came out and the PS2 came out, and then Nintendo put out a GameCube, which wasn't Blu-ray, and it wasn't even high def. When you played Super Mario Sunshine, did you think, wow, this doesn't look very good? No. It looks spectacular. So I'm not going to get too hung up on the... And this was the same thing 7-8 years ago when we had the PS4 and the Xbox One, that there was a little bit more power. But remember, if you're going to buy the digital version of the Xbox Series X, Xbox Series S, so no shiny hard disk, it's smaller, and it's not as fast. That's what's weird. The performance is not as fast. Now, backwards compatibility. I think, you know, the Xbox does a great job here, the American company, because all Xbox games from Xbox One are set, and most from previous generations. I was talking about the list last week. There was, 557 games. You can also use old accessories and controllers, which, you know, makes sense if you really like an old one, or like maybe you had a steering wheel and a pedal, something like that. The backwards compatibility for the PS5 is just PS4 games. And I'm actually fine with that. The thing is I'm probably going to leave my PS4 connected because I have the hard drive already connected to that. So, I don't know, I got an extra HDMI slot on my TV, so I'll just throw that in there. But, you know, if you're into aesthetics, and I am for about 5 seconds, if you like the look, the Xbox Series X is, you know, they always put these things up like towers, and then no one ever puts them like a tower, do they? Usually you put them like in a slot on a shelf on their side. But it's like the Xbox 360. It's like we're going to put in these discs sideways. That's one thing if you've got an internal one and you just kind of goes in like in your car. But when a dish pops out sideways, now I got to put it inside. All right. It's a big black rectangle. And then the digital version is kind of a flatter white boxy looking thing, which looks like a big black like fan on top. The PS5 is very, I don't know, how would you describe it? Astronaut suit type looking with the white. Look, the aesthetics, who cares? Really? You know, you can measure up and say, well, this isn't going to fit here. I will say this, though. The PS5 is going to fit in a lot more places than the Xbox Series X is. Now, that shouldn't, I wouldn't think, make up your mind for you, because at that point, you want the system, don't you? But if you have some sort of entertainment center, and you're like, it's just going to look naff if I don't have it on a shelf. I mean, that could be one thing as well. All right. Thanks for the emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. We'll get to the upcoming games here. As I said, it's a pretty big week. And before the PS5 can even come out, you can get a great game on the PS4 and other systems, and that's Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Now, you should never put too much into cinematics or cutscenes or commercials, but I was watching some commercials for Assassin's Creed Valhalla during the Raider game today, and it looks ridiculously good. But who knows what the gameplay is like? And honestly, I'm not a huge Assassin's Creed fan over the years. There have been some good ones, and there have been some ones. It's not an infallible thing. But that's going to be coming out on the 10th, as is Watch Dogs Legion. Got the old pig on there with a cigar. Fuser is a music game. Sukuna of Rice and Ruin, an RPG. And Evergate, a puzzle platformer. Yakuza, Like a Dragon, action RPG. Destiny 2, Beyond Light, an RPG shooter. It's a DLC expansion, Destiny 2. Gears Tactics, strategy game for the people who love Gears of War. The Falconer, action RPG flight game. Devil May Cry 5, special edition. Also 13 in Roman numerals, that's a FPS game. It's first-person shooter. FPS can also mean frames per second, which can get confusing. Bugsnax, B-U-G-S-N-A-X, adventure RPG sim. And then on the 12th, Overcooked All You Can Eat, that's a compilation party game. Sniper Elite 4, which they call bullet porn, that's where you see it, you know, all of a sudden, it's like the Invisible Man. You see the skeleton and everything penetrating the organs and blood and guts. Sam Peckinpah and Tarantino like that one. You're also going to get a lot of the next-gen games, obviously. NBA 2K is going to come out next game. Godfall, which looks pretty amazing. On PS5 exclusive. Marvel Spider-Man. That one, Miles Morales. I wish I knew who Miles Morales was. Rick, you don't know? I don't know. Sorry. Somebody who's part of Spider-Man? Not a big Spider-Man guy. Demon Souls, as I asked. Those have the scariest bosses I've ever seen, but I love watching my friend play that game because he just beats all the bosses. It's crazy. The Pathless. Also Sackboy, a big adventure. Astro's Playroom, that's technically coming out on the 12th. That's going to be part of your hard drive. That's going to be a free game, more or less. Shakes on a Plane, not Snakes. That's a strategy party game. Let's Sing 2021, a couple months ahead of that. Need for Speed Hot Pursuit Remastered. The Sims 4 Snowy Escape. Melody of Kingdom Hearts, an action music game. Then on the 13th, Friday the 13th, we will have Call of Duty, Black Ops, Cold War. We will also have Rune 2, Decapitation. And we will have Game & Watch Super Mario, a platformer productivity game. And oh, by the way, on Friday, for those of you who are into this, the iPhone 12 Pro Max going to be releasing as well. So for people who like consoles and goodies and everything else, it's there for you. Now, Black Ops Cold War is going to be PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X. This is, of course, under the Activision umbrella, but this time it's Raven and Treyarch. I played the open beta. It's just... They go back and forth between Infinity Ward, who I thought did a great job with Modern Warfare. Treyarch, it's not Treyarch is bad. They're just not Infinity Ward. But the graphics and the feel. If that game, when I played it, it felt like it came out before, you know, like these other games did, Battlefield 1 and others. I know that's DICE, but still. I'd like to see it on the PS5. Maybe it'll blow me away a little bit more. Those are the new releases. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back with the cheat code on the video game review.
I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference. Especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game
Review. Okay, thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. And Rick Tittle with you, about to send you back to 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk on Sports Byline and SB Nation and Dan Patrick Channel, 211, American Forces Radio, all these other great places. But it's time for the cheat code. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. This letter here is from Paul Verz. Verz, V-I-R-Z, that's a cool name. Paul Verz says, Rick, what is the Zelda cheat where I put the name in and I get invincibility? Thank you. Trying and trying. Well, you're a little bit off. What that was is in The Legend of Zelda, which is the original game from 1986 on the NES, if you wrote in your name as Zelda, you got immediately halfway through the game. The first quest was over. Then you did the second quest. That's what it was. And so when everybody got all excited to try that in other games, and in Link's Awakening, if you put in the name Zelda, what that would do is it would change the music. And it would get you excited like, whoa, what happened? And all that happened was is it changed the music. But yes. It doesn't give you invincibility, and it has to be on that very first one. If you are playing that very first one, which, of course, changed video games and pop culture forever. But thanks for your request. You can send them throughout the week. The email address is rick@sportsbyline.com. Thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review, and we'll see you next week. Coming up next, Sports Talk.